You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Happy holidays, everyone. It's the holiday week edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you, as always, for joining me right here on DenverBroncos.com. Let's get started with this question from @JamieNConnie via Twitter. It says, I know it's still complicated, but if the Finns lose on Saturday, do the Broncos once again control their own fate? Well, not exactly, because all the scenarios for the Broncos in the playoffs, if they win their last two, not only involve the Dolphins losing at least one game, but you also would then need Kansas City to beat San Diego, unless both Baltimore and Miami finished with losses to finish the season at 9-7. That's a key thing. If there is a three-way tiebreaker at 10-6 between Denver, Kansas City, and Miami at the end of the season, the Broncos would be out, because division ties are broken before non-division ties, so Kansas City would be ahead of Denver on a tiebreaker, and then Miami would beat Kansas City on a tiebreaker between those two teams. Then it reverts back to Kansas City versus Denver, which Kansas City would win, so the Broncos would be out. So no matter what happens, even if this weekend goes as well as the Broncos hope and all the other results that could have an impact on them, and the Broncos win, they would not control their own fate going into Week 17. Second question this week from Bruce Ford. After this season, what position groups do you expect the Broncos to prioritize in the draft? Well, I think it's obvious you got to start with the offensive line, which has struggled throughout the year. I think that's going to be a heavy point of emphasis both in free agency and in the draft. I'd be surprised if the Broncos don't come out of the draft with at least two, maybe even three offensive linemen. It's a unit that's going to need an injection of some young talent. I'd also look at tight end. I think even though A.J. Derby has emerged, that's a position the Broncos could look at. And defensive line, because, you know, you have Vance Walker. He's a free agent. He could be brought back. Sylvester Williams, he's a free agent. He could be brought back. But the Broncos may look for some more beef up front to go along with Derek Wolfe and also Jared Crick, and they also want to see where Adam Gotsis goes, but I think they could supplement that as well. You may even see a little depth at inside linebacker as well. The Broncos, if you look at their roster, not a lot of pressing needs, but certainly if you look at the areas around the line, I think that's where they're going to target both offensive and defensive line. I think you'll see plenty of that in the draft coming up this year. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, right around New Year, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care. Thanks for watching.